Most Europeans were enamored with Barack Obama from early on, the young, energetic, well-spoken man who promised change, new leadership, and a new partnership. And Europe's ethnic minorities on the streets or in the corridors of power began asking the question, could it happen here? Baroness Patricia Scotland is Britain's Attorney General. She says the U.S. election was a great day for democracy and showed people of all ethnic backgrounds that even the highest aspirations are possible to achieve.
He has demonstrated it's possible. If you've got the talent, if you've got the energy, if you've got the courage, if you've got the determination, if you have the ability and the passion, all things are possible. And it doesn't really matter the colour that you come in, or the shape, or the size, or the religious or sexual orientation. That's really powerful.
Baroness Scotland is the first woman and the first black person to become Britain's top lawyer. She's the top legal advisor to the British government. She was born in Dominica in the Caribbean and came to Britain as a small child. Some say she's a prime example that minorities can advance to high jobs in government. So, will Britain one day have a black prime minister?
Absolutely. And I have to be very conscious that I'm the first woman to be Attorney General in 700 years. If you were to ask someone, is it likely that the United Kingdom would have a woman as Attorney General after having waited 700 years, you might think some people would say, not that likely. Is it likely that the first woman to be made Attorney General is likely to be a black woman? Well, I think even less likely. So do I think change is possible? Absolutely.
Britain has a rich mix of ethnic communities, often from former British colonies. They come from the Caribbean, Africa, South Asia, and that mix is celebrated every year at London's Notting Hill Carnival with music, dance, and ethnic food. But unlike in the United States, where most black Americans trace their roots back to the days of slavery, Europe's minorities came much later. Their history may be different, but the process of fully integrating can remain a difficult one. France has a large immigrant population, predominantly Arab and Africans, estimated at between 10 to 15% of the overall population of more than 60 million. The Paris neighborhood of Barbès has a rich ethnic mix, and its people have mixed views about being able to replicate an Obama-style victory.
I don't think we'll have a black president elected here with all the racism in France. I don't think it could happen here.
Given the conditions and the social situation here in France, I think that if it happened, it would simply be a miracle.
You see, the French have understood that, why not? I'm convinced that the French have understood that from now on, they have to make room for black people.
France prides itself on its model of citizenship with an emphasis on being French without reference to race, religion, or national origin. But minorities often feel left out and complain about the lack of opportunities, says Louis-Georges Tain, spokesman for the Representative Council of Black Associations.
France keeps on maintaining the philosophical principles of equality, but in practice, things are very different. We know, for example, that it's five times more difficult to have a job if you're black or of Arab origin.
Change has to go much further, say minority rights activists. Georges-Paul Langevin agrees. She's the only black member of mainland France in the National Assembly.
For us in France, we have to face facts that we are behind because we really struggle to get people elected who are representative of French society.
Back in London, in the ethnically mixed neighborhood of Brixton, people also wonder if and when the kind of change that brought Barack Obama to power in America might come here.
Most definitely. If we've got a black candidate that wants to reach, then can get there on merit, then, yeah, I support that. I endorse that.
You will probably see after the whole Obama thing that you'll probably get a few people that will get to higher positions that are of colour, but whether it will actually be that high up, not in this country, I think that'll take another sort of 15 years probably.
Yes, we can, chanted Barack Obama supporters in America. The question is, will Europe follow and when? Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.